Do you know where this edition is?
Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
We do not consent to be governed.
Nor shall we ever be consented to be governed by an illegal, fraudulent election.
But you elected a guy who also doesn't care much about consent.
We do not consent.
Will you accept Joe Biden as President of the United States on the 20th?
No, I will not accept the narrative. No, I will not. So look, what I've educated myself about this, okay? I don't know all what's in the Constitution.
Have you read it? It's pretty short.
The Constitution of America?
Yeah.
I've not read the whole thing, no. You've read the entire thing?
Yes, it's remarkably short.
All right. I doubt that, but it's okay.
You should read it, because you might be committing a seditious act in an hour and a half.
Okay, I'm not going to comment about that.
The people didn't vote for Joe Biden, though. The Dominion system voted for Joe Biden.
Do you think it's possible that Hugo Chavez infiltrated the Dominion systems, changed the votes, orchestrated by Joe Biden?
I think anything's possible.
Do you think it's possible that a president who never pulled above 50% lost the election and is sore about it?
Absolutely not.
That's not possible.
The one thing you couldn't help but notice was just how many people looked like they were preparing for battle. From the tactical vest to the pitchforks, this rally felt charged.
You can tell these people really love America by the number of weapons they brought to hurt other Americans. Looks like we got some Proud Boy action. Either that or the Cabela's street team.